You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I'm really excited about our program coming up for you tomorrow. We are going to have Christy Hutcherson is with us. She's the CEO and founder of Women Fighting for America, dedicated to defending America and its founding roots. We're going to talk with her. She just recently spent time down below La Jolla, down on the southern California border, and she's going to come talk with us about that with Don Jans co-hosting with me. Dr. Ben Carson follows, and we'll talk with Dr. Carson about his thoughts on this vaccine push against children, and also the efforts that he made relative to making incredible strides in the urban community and his work with HUD and so forth, as he was in charge of that area under President Trump. Al Rasooli joins us tomorrow. We'll continue to give you the truth about Islam. What is the real truth? And what do we need to know about that threat? And then George Barna is with us, and George has some brand new research that we'll be going over here on the program. So all of that coming up for you tomorrow here on Chosen Generation Radio. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, not in oldness of the letter. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For that which I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that, when I would do good, evil is present within me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Now listen, this is the most important part. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Folks, it's so critically important. The good news of the message of the gospel is actually, truthfully, freedom from sin and death. You may have heard that somewhere in the archives of your Christian experience, that Jesus Christ and his death on the cross conquered sin and death. Have you heard that before? Conquered sin and death. But what does it really mean? Well, you know, that way, you know, sometime down the road, when I die, when life is over, then I'm going to be in heaven, and I'm not going to have these struggles, and I'm not going to have these battles, and I'm going to somehow be able to, I'm going to overcome then. Now, are there riches in glory in heaven that we are going to experience that are beyond our imagination? Let me tell you. As someone who has actually touched those things, I can tell you for a fact that they exist. I can tell you for a fact that there is a place that is way beyond what we experience here. But I can also tell you from that experience that there is a power in the name of Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection. And the words that he said as he breathed his last breath on the cross, "It is finished," that we, well, folks, we don't walk in. We don't taste of that goodness. So listen to this. "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Paul has just described in Romans 7 the terrible condition that he found himself in. The struggle and the battle that we all fight. But folks, it's not the fight we're in as Christians. It is the fight that we were in before we encountered Christ. Listen, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, with the flesh the law of sin." Now you go over to John 3. And you read about Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus. "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And of course, Nicodemus is puzzled by this. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God," that they are created, made by the hand of God. "He that doeth truth." Now listen to this one. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Folks, what happens to us at conversion, at confession? What we have to get a hold of is Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ." What is crucified? What is put on the cross? What died with Jesus Christ? That sin nature that Paul so eloquently describes in Romans chapter 7. Sin in us, working in our members. That has died. It's dead. It's gone. Bury it. The analogy that God gave me one time was that of Wendy and Peter Pan. You may remember this, maybe you don't, but maybe you do. Peter Pan flies into the room where Wendy is. He's been watching her, and finally he makes his appearance. And she asks him, "What is it that you would like me to do?" And he takes this dark shadow and he says, "My shadow and I have become separated." And he shows, and there's a little caricature of that. And he says, would you sew my shadow back on?" Dear friends, don't sew your shadow back on. Jesus Christ came that shadow would be crucified with him on the cross. We are set free. The only belief system in which the Savior dies and rises again in order to overcome sin and death is Christianity. He is the greatest, the Son of the living God. and he has truly come with good news. Not that you would know your sin and struggle with it, but
at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Before Jesus returned to heaven, he gave his disciples a plan.
The plan Jesus set in motion before he ascended back into heaven is the only plan that will work, the only one he will honor. That's why it is called the Great Commission.
Discover your role in the Great Commission of Jesus when you listen weekdays to Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.